This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. As we inch ever closer to the holiday shopping season, the latest retail sales numbers are coming out later today, and the question is whether they will be an early present for the economy or not. Deloitte did a survey of shoppers recently, and turns out overall spending is probably going to be up compared to last year, but that extra spending is coming mostly from higher-income households. So if you dig below the surface, you find that many lower-income households are heading into quite a different holiday season. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on that.
Last year, about 5% of people said they didn't plan to spend any money on holiday gifts or experiences, according to a Deloitte survey. This year, that's doubled. 11.5% of people say they're planning to sit out holiday spending altogether. Rod Sides with Deloitte says the majority responding that way make below $50,000.
The lower income folks are seeing things like rents rise, they're seeing food prices rise, they're finding fuel prices rise. And so the impact of that is they just have less left to spend.
And Deloitte also found from its survey of retailers that deals and promotions may be harder to find this year. Professor Priya Raghubir is with the NYU Stern School of Business.
That will probably hit those who look for deals the most or who need deals the most. And it is likely to be those with a lower income.
The percentage of people who say they don't plan to spend money this season is at a 10-year high. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.